So we've seen it in places like Maine, and whether or not Graham Planter is going to continue forward, he's hitting a real bump in that campaign.
He's hitting the wall. Yeah.
I mean, you've got the Bernie Sanders of the world pushing him to drop out of that race.
Mm-hmm.
But we are seeing more socialist candidates across the country, whether that's in Denver, whether that's in New York. And they're winning these primaries against what, I guess some are calling like the Democrat establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Like those that are, and even here in Michigan, right, with Abdul
Al-Sayed. Sayed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Against now just Haley Stevens. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they had a debate last night. We'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But there does seem to be some sort of movement in that direction. Why? What's causing it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is becoming a much more prevalent thought. And here in the city of Detroit, we do have a member of the city council that identifies as a Democratic Socialist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Denzel McCampbell who joins us this morning to talk about it. Denzel, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. Great to be on. Thank you all.
I think the last time I talked with you, you were working with Rashida. So it's been years, so it's nice to talk with you again. I'm curious to know what you think, what you're seeing across the country that's leading to more of these candidates having more success, at least in these primaries.
For sure. You know, I will even go back to my race last year. And, you know, my opponents tried to use me being a Democrat socialist as an attack. But, you know, as I knocked thousands of doors, what we saw and heard from folks again and again was this thought that folks are tired of what has been seen as this catering to corporations and you know, the wealthy in exchange for the needs of working families. And when we think about democratic socialism, you know, folks are use it, you know, a lot of folks have used it as, again, as an attack. But the basis for me is that we are answering the needs and pushing for policies that answer the needs of people, the control of our government for everyday folks, and not corporation, the influence of wealthy folks and corporations. That's why you see it's so prevalent and popular for candidates to not take corporate PAC dollars. As you see folks that are pushing for Medicare for All, Medicare for All has consistently polled with high support. We have roads, we have the snow patrol, we have any snow plows, we have fire departments. Those are all aspects of socialized policies, Medicare as well as Social Security. And what we're pushing for is to ensure that, you know, whether it's public education, our health care, our everyday basic needs are about the collective and coming together to answer that as a people and as a government.
Councilman, you know, when people hear the term democratic socialist, many immediately think of communism. Are those two things the same, or is that just a misunderstanding?
You know, I think it is a misunderstanding. There are distinctly different philosophies and views on how society should be set up. And you know, we have democratic socialist countries. You know, we also, as I mentioned, there are policies that we have here in the United States are on that basis. When we look at Medicare and Social Security, what we came together to say is that we should pull our resources together and ensure that our seniors have health care, to ensure that folks have something as they age in life to ensure that their basic needs are met. So when we think about Medicare for All, we're saying that, okay, right now health care is unaffordable for a vast amount of people. And if you do have health care, is inadequate. So how do we answer that need for our folks to ensure that they have healthy lives? When we think about, again, on the aspect of having that influence of people, we see that there is millions and millions of dollars that are flooding our airways of corporate interests telling folks how to vote and how they should see our elected officials and folks running instead of, you know, people being able to make their own decision in that interaction. So I look at it as a system that really upends this influence that is not in line with the people needs and really centers our government for and by of other people.
You know, we've seen these other kind of Marxist, Leninist countries, Soviet Union being one, China being one, where they were largely agrarian, they were impoverished, and the transformation to a socialist platform, It did make them an economic powerhouse. There was a large effort to turn them into a military might, But at the same time, there was cost, there was famine, there was widespread suppression as well. Not to say that that would happen here in the United States, but that's the historical perspective. And then you have like Sweden and Norway. Those are obviously cited often among socialist countries where there has been success, but they have strong capitalist tendencies too. So how would you see that working here in the United States?
You know, I think we have the vision and the opportunity to forge our own pathway. Well, I'll say what we have now is that, and you know, this is what I look at, is that we have in the United States a trillionaire now, and we have so much wealth that is concentrated at the top, and yet we still have folks who are unhoused. We still have folks who are having to work multiple jobs just to put food on the table. We still have folks that aren't even making the cost of living in our country. And I think that is what we have to focus on, is how we're not saying that folks can't be or should not be wealthy in this country, but what we're also saying is that people should not be going without. We are the richest country on the planet. How do we ensure that our folks are taken care of and have a good quality of life so that they can attain their what they would like to in life and not be impoverished and be without, and also lead to a shorter life when we think of not being housed, when we think of not having health care, and when we think about this runaway wealth inequality that we have.
We got about 30 seconds left, Councilman, but another issue associated with the Democratic Socialists is defund the police, refund communities. As a Detroit City Council member, what does that actually mean to you?
You know, when I think about, I always frame it as, what does public safety, true public safety, look like here in the city of Detroit, in the state of Michigan, across the country? You know, we had recently had a conversation around ShotSpotter here in the city of Detroit. And I look at it as, how are we investing in the preventative side, whether it's around conflict resolution? We know that when our communities are well-resourced around housing, transportation, ensuring that our folks have good-paying, quality jobs, we see crime and violence and harm go down. So as I look at public safety, is ensuring that we also take a look at the preventative side. Mm-hmm. That was my whole thing with ShotSpotter, is that it was a response is not preventative, and I think that's what we should be ensuring that we look at as well.
Denzel McCampbell, thank you so much for your time. Great to talk with you. We'll talk again very soon, I hope.
Absolutely. Take care.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Interesting. The we'll forge our own path is what scares me.
Yeah.
Because what does that mean?
What does that
mean? Historically, we know what that path looks like.
Exactly.
What it looks like for us seems like it would be a little different. Get you caught up on some more headlines coming up. It's your morning.